Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I am so excited and delighted to be online with you on tonight, because God is going to do something spectacular in our lives. He already is. Amen. He's already doing some spectacular things, and we're just continuing to witness and wait on the glory of God, because my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Amen. And it is so great to be able to share with you on tonight the exceptional favor and grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I would like to thank God, my family, and all of my friends and all of my newcomers for tuning in on tonight on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Thank you so much for each new person, each veteran, and those who are on their way. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. So on tonight, we are praying with love and power all around the world. And my heart is beating fast, because I think that I'm getting ready to run. I'm so excited. But I'm on the ministry, and that's what happens. My adrenaline begins to run every time you mention the name Jesus. I'm like, ooh, every knee shall bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. So without further ado, let us go ahead and get into the ministry. And we're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the ears, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready to pray. And we're not just going to go into prayer, because there are some people who need to release some things. We're not just going to go into prayer and, you know, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of God. So we're going to actually get ready to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And so what we're going to do is, as we prepare, I want you to get into your power position. Your power position, that is the position in which you pray unto God and you speak unto God. And as all of you know, you can call in and listen on the radio station, amen, and you can hear this particular ministry, or you can log in to AlfredaLoveShow.com and click Love Radio. But at this particular time, we're getting ready to cut off any type of distractions, anything that would hinder us or get in between us when we're trying to serve and trying to pray and speak to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I encourage you at this particular time to get into your position of prayer, your prayer position, whatever that is. Get there. Amen. Because God is going to do some great things. We're getting ready to turn over some new leaves. Amen. As God is proclaiming. And we are getting ready to believe and trust in God. And God says the reason why we don't move is because we don't try to move. Amen. He says the reason why a seed does not grow is because it's not watered. It's not nurtured. And so once we begin to take action for what it is, then we are able, amen, says the Lord, we're able to reap everything that has been sown. So we're going to get into our powerful position of prayer. Whatever that is for you, let's get into our powerful position of prayer. Put your head on your chest. I want you to just take a deep breath and release it. And I want you to think about today. Some of us were just tired. Some people were stressed. Some people were angry. Some people were happy. Some people were sad. And I want you to just think about you releasing everything unto God. I want you to think about that for a minute. You're going to have to give it all over to God. Think about when you travel. Think about when you travel. And as we're thinking, I'm going to have to turn off all five of my phones here. When you travel, you often unpack. You often get rid of some things. And so in doing so, what happens is when you unpack, you are no longer weighed down. And so we're going to get into our powerful positions, and we're getting ready to pray. Put your hand on your chest. Anything that's distracting you, anything that is in the way, be thou removed at this particular time. Amen. Whew, my heart is beating fast. My body thinks I'm getting ready to run, but I'm just excited because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're getting ready to pray unto God. Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, with a bowed head and humble heart, Lord, thanking you for last night's lying down. This morning's arising, Lord. Whew. Thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Thanking you, Heavenly Father, for, Lord, as we were able to keep our eyes focused on you and our ears listening to you and our heart submitted unto you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to walk in the paths of righteousness, Lord, and would you order each one of our steps, Heavenly Father. Wherever that may be, would you order them, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals and those who are coming out of the hospitals and those who are thinking about going into the hospitals. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you lift them up from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, and would you bless them in a mighty and a powerful way, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, if there's anyone who's suffering from headaches and heartaches or pains, Lord, whether it be physical, mental, or psychological, we ask, would you take it away right now in the name of Jesus. We ask, would you bless those who are getting ready to embark upon surgeries and new life changes and new transitions. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them in a mighty and powerful way, Lord, if it be your will. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each and every person who's listening on this station? Would you bless their families and their friends and their gifts, Lord, and each and everything that they do, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in bereavement, Lord, who have lost someone or something special unto them, Lord? We ask, would you continue to wrap your loving arms all around them, Lord, and bless them to call you their own, Lord. Then, Lord, you know about our prayers, Lord. You know what we need. You know what we desire. And we ask, would you continue to help us to hold on and keep the faith and persevere, Lord, because we know that you are God. And besides you, there's none other. Then, Lord, we thank you for the AfridaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. We ask that you bless each person who's on the crew, Lord, and would you bless each team, Lord, and would you continue to bless this particular ministry to go on many platforms that you would have and to spread the word of God and to continue to highlight the gifts of people, because we understand and realize that it's because of you that people are coming to the Afrida Love Show. We understand that you're sending more people, and you will continue to send people, Lord, and then you will bless this particular ministry to travel all over this land and country, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being God in our lives. We thank you for helping us to understand who you are, Lord, and we ask that you continue to help us to magnify who you are. We ask that you bless our nation, that you bless our country, each leader, Lord, each Democrat, each Republican, Lord, that you only place those in positions who are fair and just and ready and have no secret agenda, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus that you bless those who think evil, those who see evil, those who do evil, those who speak evil. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you turn their hearts and change their dispositions and their disturbed minds. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to be good soldiers and help us to be good models, modeling how a Christian should be on a daily basis through our lives rather than through what we say. Would you help us to love better and to live better, Lord? Would you help us to be more healthier, Lord? Would you help us to renew our strength, Lord, and mount up like wings like eagles and run and not grow weary and walk and not faint? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to preserve us and to keep us, Heavenly Father? We thank you, Heavenly Father, what you've done in the past, what you are going to do, Lord, and what you have did already. Lord, we claim each and everything, Lord, that you have promised in the name of Jesus, and we're just waiting on our season, Lord. And if there's something we should be doing while we wait, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to see a vision in which we can go forth and do your great measures. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you look upon each youth all over this land and country. It doesn't matter where they are, where they come from. It doesn't matter who they are. We ask that you bless each youth and bless each and everything that they do. Bless the things that they say, Heavenly Father. And bless them, Lord, in a mighty and powerful way, because we know that you are God. And besides you, there is none other. We understand and recognize, Lord, that it is through your will that the atmosphere is able to change and situations are able to change and new things are able to take place. And we ask in the name of Jesus and the spirit of ask, would you begin to move the atmosphere spiritually, Lord, where we will land in our destiny. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to give us patience and continue to give us grace and faith, Lord, and help us to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything you've done. We thank you for the things you're going to do and the things that you've already done, Lord. And we ask that you bless us to be more appreciative and to do things in love without murmuring and complaining, and help us to be able to continue to follow in your paths and continue to do your holy and righteous will. We thank you, God, and we magnify you, and we ask, Lord, that each thing that we do, whatever it is, whatever project it is, how we deal with certain people, Lord, we ask, would it be done in Jesus' name, Lord? And we bless you and we praise your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. We feel so much better when we pray unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We always have to pray unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is the one who is able to keep us. He's the one that is able to preserve us, and he's the one that's able to do everything but fail. I guarantee you that prayer works. Power of prayer works, and God will continue to bless us in that right early. I want you to understand and realize that God always hears your prayers. There is a season, there is a timing in which God is going to bless. There is a season and a timing when our Lord and Savior rotates the atmosphere. There is a season and a timing for each and everything that is done, each and everything that is said. There is a season and a timing. And because of that season and timing, we have to be ready at all times. Amen. Amen. This concludes our praying with love and power around the world. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, all of my co-hosts who are all listening on tonight as they're inboxing me and calling. I thank you so much. I thank God for the newcomers, a lot of new radio personalities, media, community people. Thank you so much for listening and following the iFreeToLoveShow.com. Continue to tell your family and your friends, because I really appreciate that. I thank the different media outlets for recognizing the iFreeToLoveShow.com. I thank you for the opportunities that you're giving each and every one of us. I thank you for the different award opportunities. Thank you so much. And anytime that you have any media or anything, please, please, please consider the AfritaLoveShow.com. And so without further ado, I have a couple of announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you good night because we are going to get ready to have a guest on Saturday, and she's a phenomenal – well, actually, it's not Saturday. I'm getting excited here. We are going to have another guest, but she's coming on the 4th of February, but I have a list of who's coming this coming week, and so we're still booking guests. So please be sure to stay on the Afrita Love page on Facebook. Okay, be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FritaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FritaLove. Or you can go to theafritaloveshow.com. That's theafritaloveshow.com. And click on Love Radio. That's theafritaloveshow.com. And click on Love Radio. Gospel artists, artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, media, positive media community leaders, anyone with a positive message, please, please, please Facebook Afrita Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. There are many different gospel artists and authors and writers and actors and actresses and media personnel who are coming to the AfritaLoveShow.com, and I would like for you to be in that number. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to put them all in one line, pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Why? Because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Amen. Next, I want you to get out your calendars. Get out all of your calendars. We have a date to remember. Be sure that you mark down February the 18th through the 20th, God's will. That is the Stellar Award Show in which individuals in the gospel industry is recognized for their music that touches the soul and that raises dead situations. And this is a gospel show. It's not a competition. It's a gospel show in which these artists are able to showcase what the Lord has given unto them. And that's parallel to my particular ministry. That's why I love the Stellar so much, because we highlight all of the gifts that God has given all of these artists. And it's just phenomenal to see these artists on stage just giving God praise and just ministering unto our souls. So be sure to mark the 18th through the 20th at Las Vegas. We are going to have the Stellar Awards Show, and I hope to see each and every one of you there, God's will. All right. In addition to that, let's go ahead and look at our two web pages. If you go to alfrita.hubpages.com, you can also follow on this page, but many people come to this page and just read. If you want to follow, all you have to do is click on the follow button. You can go through Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, or LinkedIn, and you can follow. But I have some articles, a few articles, and we're going to add more, such as teaching. I have celebrities, television and TV shows, and fashion models. And the latest particular article is about last night, Mr. Steve Harvey and Miss Universe pageant. And so what this is basically some articles that I've written that uplifts, and it talks about things that's going on in the media. We will never downgrade or downplay anyone. We have uplifting information for our viewers and our listeners and the media to come to. Amen. A place of refuge, because the media has enough information that will keep you entertained. Amen. Next, I want you to go to the AfritaLoveShow.com. You will hear some music playing momentarily. Let me turn this down here. But when you first click on this particular page, and first of all, I want to say I thank each and every person around the world who is reviewing this website. Be sure, use this website as a resource. If you need gospel artists in film, if you need gospel artists for different showcases, different ministries, then let me know and we can talk about it. So thank you so much. A lot of people are looking at this particular website, and I thank you so much. Don't be afraid to reach out. I'm going to give you my information as we go along. But be sure to connect with me, because I would love to connect with you. And so here's the welcome sign. Welcome to the AfritaLoveShow.com. That's AlfritaLoveShow.com. On this particular page, these are two of the gospel artists whom I'm working with. One is Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's into film and gospel. If you click on that blue button, you will see her website. You will see her store with her CDs. You will see her bio and many other things. And this is the number one gospel show in my house. Amen. Praise God. Then you have Minister LaShawn McLemore. She's into ministry, and she's a gospel artist. She is a minister. And so if you need any speakers for ministry, for any type of programs, these two young ladies have been all over the world. They're great with people. And so be sure to let me know and contact me, and we can talk about it. Amen. Then if you look at Love Radio, click on Love Radio, whoop, there it is. You will be right at the radio station. If you want to follow, as I've told many people, and I thank you so much, if you want to follow, you click on Love Radio. We're going to do it right now because a lot of people are asking. We're going to click on Love Radio here, okay? And it says live right now. It's live because I'm on air. Now, you'll see the ministry featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love, and you'll see the website, then you'll see the AfritaLoveShow.com. Well, you'll see a picture of me sitting. Under that picture, you can click on follow. When you click on follow under that particular picture, then it's going to ask you probably for your first and last name. You don't have to have a radio station or anything. You can just follow. And when you follow, you will receive an email. And you don't have to pay for anything, but you will receive an email every time this particular ministry comes online. And so I want to thank the individuals who have already joined. Thank you so much. We had many people join this week, at least 30 different people. Amen. Join the Afrita Love Show this week, and I appreciate it. Now, February 18th through the 20th, I just said that. That's the Stella Awards. If you need a speaker, whoop, there it is. I speak on inspiration, gospel, education, motivation, anything in the community, I'll speak on it. So please be sure to contact me. Don't be afraid to reach out and get a little bit more information. If you Google my name, you'll see a plethora of information. I write plays. I manage artists. I have radio. God has blessed me with ministry. So anything you need is basically on this particular website. And we have individuals who are not on this website who are great gospel artists and who also act in film as well. So for the Loves interview, I'll have the opportunity to interview on the Hispanic Chamber, and I'm the last person, the last interview, but make sure that you watch the other videos because those young people have some inspirational things to say. Then the school tutorial site, if you need tutoring, if you need anything of that nature, please click on that tutorial site and get in contact with me. My contact information is all over the place. You can contact me via email, and I will get back with you momentarily. Now, upcoming events, as I said before, the Stella Awards Show, February 18th through the 20th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Once again, if you want to get to the radio station, if you scroll down, there is a Love Radio right there. Then, of course, there's a spiritual guide to go. This particular guide is Your Walk, Perfecting Our Walk with God. It shows us how to perfect our walk, how to become spiritually fit with God. If you scroll down, the Lord has blessed us to have an app for a gospel radio station, and I need to add more music. So artists, gospel artists, if you would like for your music to be played on this particular website, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. That's emonya_love@yahoo.com. And if you stay on this page long enough, you will hear all of the songs. So far, I believe I have 5 songs downloaded. So this is the home page, okay? About the venue, as you know, this is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, gospel music, and most of all, communicating about different events. The mission is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel entertainment, education, and politics. And as you can see, we have evidence, which is pictures, that shows and displays that, yes, we are a community. We get out and we speak to people. We're media. We have different things. And we come back and we share different lessons that we've learned from these different media outlets, as well as publicize these particular events on the AfritaLoveShow.com. Now, to the artists and media, be sure to connect with me on Facebook. That's Afrita Love, AlfredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview artists, gospel artists, any type of artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. And, of course, love is always the answer to the world's problems. For more information, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to reach out to me I love entertainment, I love media, and most of all, I love the Lord, and I love gospel. For the location, if you want to send me a comment or review, please send your name, email, subject, and message, and do not forget to click submit. My contact information, Dr. Avrita Love. My email is emonhyaa_love@yahoo.com. And my heart is still beating fast because every time I'm doing something for the Lord, I get excited. And so my body, you know, because I used to run, my body thinks I'm getting ready to run. And so my body's getting ready, and I'm like, no, we're not running tonight. So here we go. Now, for the gospel artists, of course, these are some of the gospel artists in the industry. Be sure to continue to support their music because their music really touches our soul. Of course, as I said before, these are the two gospel artists who I'm following. And, you know, if you're interested and you look at this page and you have some film or you have any type of gospel events coming up, please email me. And we will get in touch with you. And once again, my email is emonhyaa_love@yahoo.com. All right. Some links. There is SisterEddieRuthBradford.com. That's her website. And Sister LaShawn McLemore. When you click on those two websites, you will hear some of their music. And you will hear, you know, some things that they've been able to do within the gospel and film industries. All right. Radio station. There it is again. There's a shortcut to the radio station. Loves Comedy and Entertainment. That's one of my fan pages. Then LinkedIn, of course. Many business professionals connect with me on LinkedIn. There's Love's Media and Event Coverage. There's articles, Love Live Jesus Ministry, and there's a spiritual guide to go. Amen. Then here is Meet, one of the gospel artists whom we work with. That's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, and you can hear her music if you stay on her page. She has submitted 4 songs, so you can read her bio and kind of hang out on her page to listen to her music, which is good. And this particular song is Blessed to Be a Blessing by Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Amen. Then here is Meet Your Radio Host, yours truly, Dr. Afrita Love. Now, you're not going to hear any music on my page because I don't sing. And so this is the bio here. This is my bio. I do speak. I have many different speaking topics. If you scroll down, that's a little bit about me. And, of course, if you want to know anything else about me, just ask me. You can email me, emonhyaa_love@yahoo.com. We have a little semi-library built in. This is basically different books from your entertainers and your gurus in education and other areas that you love to read. So please be sure to support their books as well. Okay? Then we have Health and Human Performance. I'm going to add a video, actually, that had Oprah on there, and it was a health video. And so I'm going to add a video on here, but as I said before, and I always say, this article holds true. You know, we have to move, and we have to do some things so that we can reduce stress and all of that. Okay? Then entertainment and television. These are some of your favorite people that you see in entertainment and television. Please support their visions, and anytime you hear that they have anything new coming out, please support it. Amen? Amen. Then there's our R&B. We have Brenda. And we have Mary J. and Faith Evans. Of course, we have Ms. Bulawami, who you saw in Empire. She's one of my friends, personal friends. And so, you know, be sure to check out this page because I'm adding more individuals to this page. It's a work in progress, okay? Then meet Minister LaShawn McLemore. As I said before, she is a minister. She was born in Dayton, Ohio. She grew up as a preacher's kid. This is her music, I Am Healed. We are also going to be... she's going to also go around and minister as well. If you're interested in having her minister, then just please email me at emonhyaa_love@yahoo.com. And here's a little bit of her song.
I had a conversation with the Lord.
Okay. All right. So this basically concludes our two pages, and I want to thank each and every one of you for remaining awake and for sending me the emails about all of your events. Be sure to continue to send your emails about any events that you're having, any type of opportunities. If you need, as I said before, gospel artists, if you need people to act in different genres, different plays, film, television, whatever it is, send it to me. I have gospel artists all over the world. I work closely with 2 of the gospel artists. But as I said before, we have gospel artists all over the world. We're really pushing for more inspirational movies and videos that really impact the world. So please, if you're into that, if you're into the gospel regiment, please be sure to connect with me. And it's Alfreda Love, AlfredaLobe, or you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Amen. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Be sure to check out my Facebook page, AlfredaLove, for any upcoming shows. As I said before, you can follow this particular ministry. If you go to AlfredaLoveShow.com, click on Love Radio, and you will see my picture. Under my picture, you can click on Follow and follow the ministry, and you will know every time we're on air. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and each and every one of you for listening to the Alfreda Love Show. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.